Welcome to The Straight Dope, where you hear the real talk about Iowa Vice. Hey, welcome back to another episode of GRL Raw. I'm Colin Murphy, one of the attorneys here at the firm, and with me is Bobby Ray Kemper. Bobby?
Present.
Good morning.
And accounted for. Good morning.
So for regular viewers of the GRL Raw podcast, this is a little new episode because we're going to get a little more topic specific moving forward with a new segment that we're going to call The Straight Dope.
We are mining the Dope Yoda's knowledge on all things Vice in Iowa.
And so normally Bobby's doing the interviewing. We're going to reverse the roles. This will be maybe a segment that I'll take the lead on, and then we'll have guests. Bobby's going to still interview me today, a little something different, but welcome.
It's going to be a blast. This is going to be fun because we're going to focus on your specialty areas.
Drugs,
gambling,
forfeiture. Gambling.
I mean, maybe prostitution. That qualifies as vice.
Yeah, when it's all things vice, you know, anything. And it's supposed to be, you know, current events.
Yeah.
And so, obviously, there's some hemp legislation that's on the books now that, or not on the books, but it's being debated. And so we're going to talk about that today.
And that's what we need to do. We need to literally clear the smoke as it relates to THC hemp. It's a constantly evolving area of law in Iowa that is easy to trip up on.
Yes.
And needs to be clarified as clear as we possibly can. My understanding from talking with you is there's some new legislation pending that could completely change the landscape. So why don't we start with, I mean, we've been talking about this forever,
yeah,
since before the hemp bill got passed, but let's give everybody definitive. At this point in time, March 20th, 2024, what is and is not legal as it relates to hemp, THC products, CBD products in Iowa at this time?
And before we do that, I want to go a little back in the history. So if you remember, we did a Straight Dope blog back in May
of
2019. And at the time, law enforcement and the Attorney General's office and the governor and the Department of Public Health, everyone had an opinion on CBD. You know, the Farm Bill had been passed in 2018. And so there were some CBD products coming into the market in Iowa.
Federally legal at the time.
Federally legal at the time. So there was this gray area. And so all of the press and all of the talk was about whether or not these products were legal to possess, legal to use. Most of the press and the talk around town was that these products were illegal to possess.
Well, the AG's office came out thundering.
Yeah. And yep. So we took the opposite position at that time. We had the contrarian view that we think that these products are legal. Now, that view ends up playing out to be the correct one because
prophecy.
State of Iowa ends up putting a hemp plan together that's approved by the federal government. And then we develop regulations, and now we've got this consumable hemp product industry in Iowa. So you can have retailers and manufacturers. But, you know, as you hinted at, there's some existing legalities now about products that you can consume, products that you can purchase, but that's under threat. And so why don't we talk about those products, what's legal now?
Yeah, that's what I want to know is if I walk in a store, I walk in the dispensary, I walk into smoke shop, whatever it is that exists, and I'm looking around, what can I lawfully purchase? What without a card. Any type of other permission other than I'm a citizen, I want to buy a product. What can I purchase? What can I consume?
Yep.
Lawfully in Iowa.
Okay, so you walk into any place that is a consumable hemp licensed retailer, you're going to you've got available gummies, syrups, chocolate bars, edibles, all sorts of edibles, and some drinks. But anything that is approved by the state of Iowa, so it falls under the law and the regulations, and that would be hemp-derived THC, Delta-9 THC, that's no more than 0.3% on a dry weight basis.
Will the packaging have a Kimmy Reynolds approves this product stamp?
It won't have that. In order to get approved, a product has to have a certificate of analysis, and the state reviews those COAs to determine whether the product meets the state rules.
Now, you mentioned licensed establishment. Can any place sell these products?
Not every place can sell the product. So you've got to apply to be a consumable hemp licensed retailer. There's a fee and an inspection and approval in order to sell those products. So if you that might be one thing that a buyer would want to check into, you know, does the place have a license?
Do they have to post that conspicuously anywhere?
I think it is posted, and most people would post their license.
Okay. So fair to say, it would be generally fair to assume that you walk into a licensed establishment in Iowa, anything they're selling should theoretically have been approved, pass muster, should be lawful for us to consume. If we want to double check, make sure that's where we look at the labels, ensure that it's only 0.3% THC, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So we do that. Are there any types of products that have the THC that are hemp derived that, based upon how they're consumed, may be illegal in Iowa?
So you can look at products like raw hemp flour. Raw hemp flour is legal to purchase in Iowa, but you can't consume it through inhalation. So you could add it to recipes, or you could bake with it, or you could flavor with it, but you can't smoke it.
So if we're looking at marijuana, that would be like the bud. That would be like what gets rolled up in a joint and smoked.
Correct. Flour.
Flour. That's what we call it now, the hemp flour. We never called it flour growing up, now that I know. But, okay, so that you could use for baking, you can use it for, but if you light up the flour, that is illegal in Iowa.
That is illegal, yeah. It's covered under another code section, but it's essentially, it's prohibited. You can't smoke it.
What about vape products, the oils?
Vape products, same. It's a combustible product that's consumed through inhalation. So that's why when you walk into a retail establishment today, you won't see vape carts.
Okay. So vape carts, illegal, even if they're at the 0.3 level of, in Iowa.
In Iowa.
So rule of thumb for Iowa, if we're ingesting anything through a smoking mechanism, as you mentioned, combustible, light it up.
Inhalation.
Yeah. Inhale, exhale. Whether it's 0.2, 0.1% THC, if it contains THC of any level, that is illegal.
That's illegal.
We have a hard, fast rule on that.
Correct. And so if you're possessing raw hemp flower and you've got papers nearby, a pipe, some other smoking device, I mean, that's just evidence that your intention is to consume it through inhalation.
So keep it in your kitchen.
Keep it in the kitchen.
Cook with it if you want, but don't light it up and smoke it.
Correct.
Edibles are okay. Edibles. Those types of ingestibles are perfectly okay.
That's right.
Okay.
And one other issue with the flower. When the state first put the program in place, the definition for hemp was 0.3% Delta-9 THC. What may not have been fully understood at that time was that there are other cannabinoids in raw hemp flower, mainly THC acid, which is a precursor to Delta-9, that will convert to Delta-9 when you apply heat to it. Okay. And so the early versions of raw hemp flower were federally legal and state legal because we only limited it to 0.3% THC. Well, you could have products that have THC acid that are 10, 15, 20%, so that when you apply heat to it, it converts it to Delta-9. So that essentially is considered marijuana under Iowa law. So Iowa changed the law from 0.3% THC to total THC.
Okay.
So if you have a product that has the total amount of all cannabinoids, that cannot exceed 0.3%.
This should all be on a label if it's a legitimate product.
I don't know if you'll see it on a label. You'll probably see it on the certificate of analysis. So okay. It might have a QR code that you can scan.
Okay. So it makes sense to be extra careful. And just, I think the easiest way to remember it is don't light things up.
Yeah, you can't smoke it.
Can't smoke it. There's been a lot of talk about mushrooms, fungi. What's Iowa's position as it relates to the funguses?
Yeah, so you know, peyote and psilocybin, you know, other plant-derived controlled substances, There are mushroom-based products on the market right now. They don't fall under the hemp bill because they're not derived from hemp.
Okay.
But you'll see them at consumable hemp retailers.
Well, like those mushroom drinks. I get those ads, you know, ditch alcohol, drink these shroom drinks, and you'll lion's mane, and it'll make you happy or something.
So there may be some mushroom extract drinks that don't have any psychotropic or hallucinogenic properties,
okay.
But there are also different species of mushrooms that can have some effect, but they're not prohibited currently, you know, under the Iowa Controlled Substance Act or the Federal Controlled Substance
Act. But psilocybin is illegal.
Is illegal.
Federally, state, can't do it.
That's correct.
Leave the therapeutic dosage, the micro dosing to the professionals with the proper licenses and the proper venues.
But you will see mushroom products, but they're not psilocybin.
Okay.
So legal to possess, legal to consume.
So where are we at now? We mentioned, so that's a good overview, what you can, what you can't do now. What's pending before legislation currently?
So, you know, out of nowhere during this legislative session in the last couple of weeks, there has been efforts to change Iowa's law. So you remember, we were 0.3% just Delta 9 THC, and then we expanded that to total THC, so all cannabinoids. Iowa now wants to limit the amount of Delta 9 THC per serving and per container in new legislation.
And what effect would that have? In other words, when you dig into this new legislation, what's the practical effect for us out there today?
I think the only way to look at this is it's going to be a net negative for existing businesses in Iowa. So when they roll out that regulatory framework and people then open up stores and bring on inventory and, you know, start to build a customer base, you know, those customers are used to buying products in bulk, having a lot of variety. This new legislation will restrict that. So
what's the effect? We're talking the total THC, and I mean, help me understand. So right now it seems pretty limited as it is. So why would this make any difference, practically speaking, now?
You might be able to go to a retailer and buy a bag of gummies, and maybe each gummy has 15 or 20 milligrams of hemp-derived Delta 9 THC, okay, per serving, and maybe there's 15 or 20 or 30 or more in a bag. You pay a price for that, and you're essentially buying it in bulk.
Mm-hmm.
What the state wants to do now is limit it to 4 milligrams per serving and no more than 10 per container. So what that ends up doing is maybe you have, you know, a handful of gummies, so you're buying really smaller packages, low-dose THC. I don't think that there's really a demand for those products, and I'm not aware of manufacturers that offer small servings like that.
So they're shrinking the serving size?
Yeah, you're basically limiting what a person can purchase at a time. So maybe that in order to get the same 25 or 30 quantity, now I have to buy 4, 5, 6.
So next thing you know, you're going to see the DEA, Mid-Iowa Task Force sitting out there busting hemp smurfs like they used to do with the Sudafed.
Well, there's that. You think that, you know, there's some economies in purchasing larger quantities, right?
Ask Costco.
Yeah, you know, so you have basically THC per dollar or whatever that you're spending. I think that if people can purchase those, and there's a catch to this, if people can purchase those products in other states, they will then, you know, not purchase from local retailers.
So it seems like bad business.
I think it is bad business. And so, and those products will then become illegal to possess in the state of Iowa. So if you've got a gummy that's more than 4 milligrams, or you've got more than 10 milligrams on you, you know, at a time, then there are other charges. And
you're going to have like a pamphlet that you get as they cross the state line. This is what you can. Your THC Flintstones can't possess.
Yeah, the onus will be on Iowa consumers to know that, you know, what they can possess at a time. But at the same time, too, you know, they want to then tax. They're going to apply a tax to purchases of 25%. So they may remove the sales tax but apply an excise tax.
An extra tax at 25%.
So the smaller quantities will be more expensive, right?
Right.
For people to purchase. and then they're going to get taxed potentially 25% on top of that.
So what's the catalyst behind this? Like, anytime we would hope, anytime a new law is proposed, there's some rationale behind it. You know, Sudafed laws were my favorite because that was actually one effective thing they ever did as a legislature. But what would be the purpose? What would be the driving force behind this type of proposed legislation?
I can't really see it. I haven't seen complaints about underage purchasers, although there is an under 21 provision there. And that makes sense. You know, the
fine
retailers that we've worked with, they're all IDing at the point mm-hmm. of purchase anyway, at the counter. And so, you know, restricting it to 21 and above makes sense.
But restricting what you can buy.
Yeah, restricting what adults are going to purchase when you don't, there's no stories of overdose.
I was just
going
to ask, yeah. You tell me there's a story of somebody who had a hemp overdose and then just ends up drooling on themselves.
Yeah, you haven't seen one. I think what it may be is some of the legislators, at least in the public comment, they're a little naive in what they've been saying. Like, we couldn't have envisioned that this was going to happen. And I think that's a bit of a stretch. I mean, if you set it at 0.3% Delta 9 THC at the time that the hemp was harvested, you know, you're not limiting the amount of Delta 9 THC that's going into the product. You're just saying it has to come from a hemp plant to begin with. And so to now, 4 years on, restricting, you know, the amount of THC that's in an individual gummy, I just think that it's going to drive business away.
Freaking big government overreach yet again. Well, so when will we know if that passes? When will we know if that goes anywhere?
So that passed the House last week, and it's on the calendar for unfinished business in front of the Senate right now. And so I think it's House File 2605. Mm-hmm. So if people should be concerned about limits mm-hmm. To the industry that like this that they're proposing. So, you know, the Senate hasn't addressed it yet. I still think that there's time for people to reach out to their legislators.
So look at the camera and tell them what to do.
Yeah, look up where you are, find out who your legislator is, get a hold of them, tell them to vote no on 2605.
And then we'll follow up, I'm guessing, the next time on the straight dope, hopefully with a positive update.
Yeah, I think that it's legislation like this is bad for business. You've got, take a look at the Health and Human Services or the Department of Public Health page that has the hundreds of retailers,
mm-hmm.
you know, that have signed up and are in this industry. And I think it's going to drive a number of those out.
So let's not ruin an industry that we created that is an economic benefit, not to mention all the different medical benefits to it all as well.
Yeah, if there are things that need to be tweaked, I mean, we can make fine tune around the edges, like if you know, the additional labeling requirement, that's one thing that we didn't talk about, but they're going to require additional information on that label. So you're talking about potentially specific Iowa packaging or retailers that would have to slap something on there. And so there's just not a market right now for those low-dose, low-quantity THC products. And so I think it's a negative going forward.
We're out of time, it looks like. This episode's a wrap.
Hey, Bobby, thanks for coming.
Absolutely. Glad to get educated on this and can't wait to see how this whole segment progresses.
Sounds good.
All right.
So I definitely learned something in recording and producing the first episode of The Straight Dope. When you tackle pending hemp legislation, it moves a lot faster than you think. So I was asking you to reach out to your senator and tell them to vote no on the House File 2605. You don't need to do that anymore because yesterday the Senate passed it. So instead it's off to the governor's desk. Call her instead and tell her to vote no on House File 2605. And you should also stay tuned to the next episode of The Straight Dope because we'll let you know what happened with this. Maybe she doesn't sign it. Maybe there's an injunction or something filed by the industry to prevent the bill from going into effect on July 1, but whatever happens with it, we'll bring it to you next episode of The Straight Dope.